we're doing it again.
Hey.
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 What?
Hey.
Yes?
Do it.
I was like in mid-drink. I was taking a sip of my coffee and I was about to spew it.
You should know better than that by now. Hey everybody, welcome back to Zotcast.
Yep.
Thanksgiving edition.
It is Thanksgiving edition, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
It isn't is. It?
Isn't it?
Totally.
Do it.
I'm Steve.
I'm Frank.
Thanksgiving, huh?
Thanksgiving. Where we all be thankful for all the things we've lost over the year.
Chop.
Yeah, yeah. Stop that. You will be made to suffer greatly.
So real quick, Frank, how is that project that you're doing on the house?
Oh, yeah, we, my dad and I, we've been working on building an outside door, an outside room around the front door, like a coat room kind of thing.
Yep.
So we pretty much got that all, I mean, as done as we're going to do for this year. It's got the metal roof on it, it's got the door on it, it's got tar paper around it.
Yeah. Is it...
It's too cold to work outside now.
It's weatherproof.
It's as weatherproof as we can make it for now. I might go around one more time with like a can of Flex Seal or something just to give it a little more before everything gets covered up in snow.
Well, we in Manchester over here, we just got snow for the first time this year.
Yeah, we got some snow left over from last night. I think this batch is going to stay for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. It's freezing out right now. It's like really windy.
Yeah, I see the neighbor, like, apparently the neighbor doesn't really have an outside window because I can still see the screen. No, the screen would be on the outside. I see the screen on the outside, and there, you know, the window's closed, but, like, the wind is going so fast, it looks like there are ripples in their screen, and I'm, like, watching over there. I'm just like, they really should have winterized their windows or something because they're going to be really cold.
Well, most people put the plastic over the inside of the window.
Yes, but I'm also talking about, like, you can move the... Well, on some windows, anyway, you can take the actual screen, move it up, and then take an actual window down in its place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the secondary thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know. Some people are just lazy, I guess. I mean, I can understand that completely.
I'm here in the living room. It's a little bit... It's nippier than normal. Then again, it was warmer in the kitchen where it just came from because Mom made us some barbecue ribs. Mm-hmm. So that's where all the heat would be.
Yeah, as ever, I am relaxing in my palatial basement apartment with my house robe and my little space heater going. It's not too bad in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and when we last left off, Frank, you, mm-hmm. I believe, were
yes.
getting a yes. denim jacket. Yes. You Do were it. Getting a denim trench coat.
Do it. Yes, I did get that. I have it.
Nice. How is it?
It's... Well, come to find out...
Oh, here we go.
Come to find out, it's a women's coat. So the cut is kind of weird, and
Your breasts are now firm?
Well, no, it's the cut around, like, the underarms, really. It's different. So, and the sleeves are a little short. However, I do intend to dye it black, or perhaps bleach it white... and have a denim trench coat or a denim lab coat for a Professor Insano. Because it is so good for soaking up all that extra science.
It absorbs most nuclear isotopes.
Exactly.
We should be hearing from Professor Insano later in this broadcast.
We should.
Hopefully. We'll do a Q&A.
I don't think the professor's in right now.
Okay. Yeah, he's normally lurking about there because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe... Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Frank. Don't need to put him on the spot.
I wasn't kidding. Fuck you. The professor is not making an appearance today. I ain't doing that shit.
Today, I have been putting together a collab video with some people, or trying to. Actually, it was like for the last, I don't know, 5 days, but it was meant to be posted up yesterday, you know, in celebration of Doctor Who, the 50th anniversary. And I was really hoping to get it done, but on the night... On the night that I was supposed to edit it, my sister ended up taking her laptop. I mean, I don't blame her or anything, but I wasn't really expecting it. I was like, you know, all right, I'm going to do this. So I wanted everyone to send in their clips, and some of them were like, they're like, well, I need a little extra time. And I'm like, okay, well, if you get it in, you get it in. If you don't, you don't. So then my sister goes and yanks the, gets the, takes the laptop, and I'm just like, well, looks like we got an extension. So I was unable to get it done. I'm going to be working on it later on this afternoon, and I got like 5 clips, which is nothing because each clip is like 6 seconds long, so it's going to be less than a minute, which is perfect because apparently, according to the Google Analytics, everybody's audience retention is right under 2 minutes. Squirrel!
You know, I might be able to chip in something for that.
I was going to ask you about that.
If you could set up fraps and record me over Skype, I can, like, just watch the trailer of it and then just, like, try to figure out what it all, what it's all about just by watching the trailer. So I'm just reviewing the movie based on what I saw in the trailer. Let's see here. And then, well, Mr. Ollivander showed up, and I guess he's going to save the universe with magic, so the end.
You know, that's not too far off, to be honest.
See? I got this.
Now, with that aside... with that aside, my sister's going on... she's going on a trip to New York for the next week or so. She's not going to be back until, like, December 2nd or so.
Awesome.
So I'm going to be without a laptop. I'm already having withdrawals for a few...
Damn, you suck, dude.
I'm just kidding. Nah, I have an Android cell phone that I use for, you know, I connect it to Wi-Fi and I just do stuff over that. I just won't do anything video-esque, you know?
Yeah.
Which is fine.
That's pretty lame.
It's fine.
That's fucking lame, dude.
It's like, fine.
You can't do Skype over your phone? That doesn't do with, that's not a thing you can do with things in science?
I might be able to, actually.
I should think you would.
I haven't tried it.
The thing is supposed to be a multimedia communications device, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, there. What the fuck? How am I figuring this shit out? I'm the goddamn caveman here.
Ooga booga?
Ooga bunga. Me bang stick together. Make fire.
You know, bang sticks and make fire.
Bang play- a stick. Take a long time.
You technically play the violin with the stick, and then you're good.
Shush.
You burned your face.
Tell your father how to fuck, boy. Anyway, Steve-O, you said you're finally getting around to acquiring the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yes.
So you can finally get around to doing Rant of the Rings and finally close that horrible, horrible chapter of my life.
Yes, I'm doing it for you, Frank.
Good.
And for me.
And the team. And for me!
I noticed that I'm seeing a lot of Santa Christ posts. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, like, ooh, are we gonna be seeing, like, some more Santa Christ in the That Guy with the Glasses universe?
He pops up every once in a while. They just had him a couple weeks ago in a review.
Nice, nice. Do you think we're going to be seeing Zod?
I don't know.
Mary Zodmus.
He was killed.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
I think.
Yeah, but...
That never stopped anyone before.
Exactly.
Only Uncle Ben stays dead.
That is sad. Honestly, yeah. That is so true when it comes to science fiction.
Yep.
Only Uncle Ben stays dead.
Uncle Ben and Gwen Stacy. That's it. Everybody else is... They're just like... It's like... It's like hockey. You know, they go in the booth for 8 minutes and then they can come back. you're in the penalty box for a couple of years. We'll bring you back to life later.
When people almost forget about you.
Yeah. Well, nobody ever forgets. Just kind of wait. Eventually it'll happen.
There's a segment, Frank, that I don't think we've done yet.
What's that?
I like to call Craigslist Sadness.
Craigslist Sadness.
Yes. I have two posts that I had saved from, like, mid-October that I'd like to share.
Okay.
You'll find it hilarious.
I better.
Yeah. Well, in the Rants and Raves section...
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I found a post entitled, You're All Losers.
Do it.
Okay. It says, especially the angry liberal from Derry. What a sorry excuse for a human being. Yes, angry. I only see liberals doing all the name calling and anger spewing. Good riddance. And I'm like, okay, wouldn't that make them a liberal at that point?
I don't know.
Ah, fuck it.
Politics is the last refuge of the nincompoop.
Because they can't be... fuck it.
Nincompoop!
I call out some bullshit right here. Ready?
Go for it.
Under the personals, under strictly platonic...
Uh-huh.
Here it is.
Do it.
It's untitled.
Hey.
Beep, beep.
Hey.
No.
Hey.
Yeah.
Do it.
This post is entitled Foot Fetish Friends. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go. Where?
No, don't do it.
Where are you? Need new, nice friends that want to kiss my toes. Also have a whip and boots. Smiley face. Yeah, that's platonic.
Yeah, that's Craigslist for you, dude.
It's Craigslist and it's sad. And that's about it for that segment.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving on.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Stuff and things.
Go out, eat lots of food, drink lots of whatever it is you'd like to drink, preferably eggnog. Nog those eggs, people.
Quit nogging your eggs.
No, I'm going to nog all the eggs. I was going to go to the store and get some pizzas for dinner. I'm getting some fucking eggnog. This shit is on.
You really like eggnog?
I fucking love eggnog. I only have it like a brief time every year during the holidays, you know? So it's like a nice rare treat kind of thing, you know?
I suppose, man. I mean, I
used to bitch that I wish eggnog was available all year round, but now I kind of don't because it means more when it's like only for a limited time.
Like the McRib.
Well, I was going to say that, but then I thought, no, the McRib isn't good, so.
Well, it's not good for your heart.
No, it's not good, period. I mean, I don't care. Please, send in angry comments. Send us anything, but fucking fuck the McRib, people. Seriously, that thing is so nasty. Like, I don't understand how people can eat that shit and enjoy it. It's disgusting.
Oh, speaking of things that don't live up to
your... Remember the whole pink slime scandal? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still in there.
Really?
I think so. I never heard that they changed it. I heard they were talking about changing it, but I don't think they ever did.
I'm going to have to follow up on that on the next podcast.
Yeah.
I'll look into it, man.
The mystery of the pink slime. Oh, shut up. No. Pink Go stand slimer. In the corner for 10 minutes.
Going. All right, well, I'm Steve.
I'm Frank. I have to go get some eggnog.